Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what today is?
I do. It's a day.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. That's right.
Guess what we do on Saturday?
What do we do on Saturdays?
Q&A Saturday.
Oh, I should know that by now.
You should.
So what are we Q-ing and A-ing today?
So we're only 3 chapters into the book of, what's his name?
Nehemiah.
Yeah.
It's easily confused with Ezra.
Fuck off. I actually have something to say about that.
Oh, okay. Right.
And so, I have stuff to say about the gates as well.
The gates. The gates were fun.
Yeah.
The names.
Yeah.
I like the names.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about those a little bit.
Okay. All right. Okay? Well, let's get into this, huh?
All right.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so the Book of Nehemiah,
yes,
right?
Right.
So you were like saying, oh no, it's the same story as Ezra.
Yeah, blah, blah. It fucking is.
Okay, but listen, it's not, okay? I know, I agreed. First I disagreed, then I agreed, and now I disagree again after reading stuff.
Okay, fine.
Okay, here's what happened, okay?
Yeah.
So the king of Persia, Cyrus,
yeah,
he got a letter from God in his heart that said, let those people go over there, or what the fuck ever.
Didn't know the mail delivery.
I don't know how it worked.
Yeah.
So Ezra was like, yeah, let's go. And so they went and they started, but then all of the people there were like, no, you didn't. And so the work stopped.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So this is like the same story, different era.
So 15 years later.
15 years. Got it.
The Book of Nehemiah starts up.
Ah,
okay.
Okay.
And so.
Redo.
What?
It's a redo.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, had that, I don't know, that Artaxerxes or what the fuck ever.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. The next Persian king. What's his name?
Oh, okay. So the next Persian king. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're close with. Yeah. That's close.
Artaxerxes. Sure. I don't know, something like that.
A name that's a Persian king.
Yeah.
That was in Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he also
started
got
with
that,
an A for sure.
Yeah. He also got that letter from God and he was like, yeah, go build that shit.
Okay. So this is just a separate 15 year later trip that looks.
No.
Feels
I think
very
there
similar.
Was like 70 years between the first starting to try it and then the second doing it. Okay.
Got it.
But. The Book of Nehemiah starts 15 years after the Book of Ezra ends, okay?
So it would, okay, all right.
So this would be almost 100 years after the first captives came back to the Promised Land, okay?
Yeah.
And some 150 years after the city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
Okay.
Okay, does that help put it
Yeah, the only thing I'm confused about now is that I thought that there was some thinking about the fact that Ezra wrote this book, and if it happened fucking 70 years after Ezra, then how did he write the fucking book and also in it?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Honestly, I can't be bothered to care.
I'm just saying, like, there's some really,
yeah.
you know, crazy BS
right.
going on.
Yeah. I don't know who wrote all this shit, okay?
Obviously, none of us do.
Right. But moreover, I don't really care a lot.
Right.
Okay?
Much so, like that well they named.
Care a lot well. Yeah.
Remember the Care a Lot Well from back in Genesis?
Barely. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I only know it because I was writing about it today.
I know. So Nehemiah lived in the capital city of the Persians.
Okay.
He lived in the capital city.
Got it.
Not only that, he lived in the citadel, which is a fortified palace of the Persians. So think about this. He's living in the palace of the king of Persia. So he was somebody important.
To the Persians, at least.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right.
He was in an important position before he was like, you know what? I'm going to peace out to over there.
So this guy sounds more like a overlord that they're sending out there with, like, you guys better get your shit straight and fix this crap up for
maybe,
our kingdom.
Maybe. But the way they're viewing it is that he was, you know, of Jewish descent, right?
Sure.
So he could have, like, worked himself into this position to eventually be able to put a bug in the king's ear to, you know, we've always wanted to go back.
Right,
can we go back?
Right.
And can I help lead it? Like, I'll take care of it myself.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So at one point, he's like, oh, remember that time back when Ezra was taken over and they were going to rebuild? How are those guys doing?
Yeah.
Right? And so he got the bad news. I mean, the people were called survivors, not like, you know, they were not called like, they're doing pretty good. They're over there building and working and whatever.
Right.
They were called survivors. They were in great distress. They were viewed as a disgrace. the walls of the city were broken down. The city gates were burned with fire from, you know, those mean guys that were like,
yeah,
no, you're not going to
rebuild this. It was probably because they, like, you know, kicked them out. And they're mm-hmm. like, no, you will not commingle with us.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, fuck you. We'll burn your goddamn gates.
The commingling came later.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well.
But they did. They didn't let people help them. And they were like mean to people that were around them.
It's true.
So
it's
they're true. Like, fuck you. We'll burn your gates.
Yeah. And they did.
Right.
And so when Nehemiah heard this, this is where he's just like Ezra, right? Mm-hmm. He sits down, he weeps, he mourns, he cries a lot. And then he prayed for 4 months before doing anything.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That was helpful.
Yeah. But that I just wanted to go over that because I think you and I both were a little confused as to like the timeline of who did what when. And we thought it was the same twice. And
right.
forgot that there was like this whole... They started the project, but then stopped the project.
Yeah, I need, like, somebody to keep me on track with timeline somewhere. Like, in front Same. Of me while we're doing this.
Same.
I'm like, I don't know where... Sometimes it's easy to follow. Sometimes it's not.
No, I agree.
Especially when you're listening to a story that sounds almost word for word.
Yeah.
The same as what you just heard.
No, I totally agree with you. And that's why reading this kind of helped me put it back in
right,
frame.
Right,
you know?
Yep.
So, and I thought if it helped me, it's... Gotta help you as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so there's that part, okay? Next, I just saw this note and was like, oh, I need to say that. Out of some 2 or 3 million Jews that were deported from the land, only 50,000 decided to return to the promised land.
Damn.
Which is only like 2%.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a small number.
Right. So you might be tempted to ask, why didn't so many... Like, why did so few want to go back home?
Right.
Well, the reason being, they were actually treated really well in Babylon. And
gotcha.
Well, not in Babylon, like when the Persians took over.
Right. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Because, you know, the Persian king,
he was like, I like you guys. You're, you know, do what you do.
Well,
you know?
I read a little bit about him, too. The reason, one of the reasons that he was so into letting people, do their own thing religiously yeah. and like keep your own rules, do your own thing.
Right.
Like I'm not here to change you. One of the reasons was because he wanted each group when they worshiped their God to put in a good word for him. So he, it was
somewhat selfish.
I mean, yes and no.
He's like, if all the gods are putting in good words for me, then I'm in good shape.
Right. I mean, also you could think of it as a form of like long, con karma.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And it worked out for him.
I mean,
in history, we remember him as a good guy.
That's the way you treat people that you take yeah. over. If you want them to be not rebellious, then you treat them with respect.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, you know, there's a lot of different gods out there. Maybe one of them is actually the one true God.
Sure.
And so.
So maybe it was selfish, but it accidentally worked.
Sure.
Because, you know, he did the right thing.
Sure.
Maybe accidentally, but maybe just genuinely nice guy.
So, toward that end, the people who were under his care, they did really well. They were comfortable. They had whatever riches they wanted. You know, the businesses were rolling. They were pretty much freer and more successful than when they were at home. So... and I say at home, although they quickly became at home in, you know, Babylon or New Persia, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Right.
And so, I mean, think about this, too. Like, when they left to go back to their home,
yeah.
the Promised Land, they were given all kinds of gifts.
Right.
And they were given their original temple items.
Yeah.
Right?
Which I thought was really nice, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean... All of that to say, a lot of people were like, I got a good deal here.
Right.
I don't need to go back over there and do all that fucking work to rebuild. You know, fuck that. I'm
especially
just
with people
that
are already like kind of usurping the land. And
yeah.
Like I don't, we got to take this back. And then like, we don't have friendly neighbors out there.
Well, and some
what
of them,
fuck, man?
They were born in this new place and they're comfortable and happy. They're like, I don't have any ties to that. Whatever.
Right.
So that explains why so few of them. Returned, which
Got
I
it.
Thought was interesting.
Yeah.
It's also worth noting that the stuff that was given back to them did not include like the ark and whatever.
Right. That's and, somewhere gone.
Well,
Egypt? No.
No, it
Ethiopia.
Was Ethiopia.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right.
Because it's believed that those items were chopped up and lost to history or
right.
whatever. So we are not going to see those again. Those right. are gone now. In the Bible, those are gone now.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because they're fucking gone.
They're gone.
They're either melted down.
Or in Ethiopia.
There's no other options
here. I think they're in Ethiopia, personally.
Right.
I really do. I
would love to think that. That's fun.
I don't know why I think that. I really like the idea that it still exists.
Right.
And if it still exists, it has to be in Ethiopia. It can't be anywhere else. Yeah. And I really want that part of the story. I want them to be part of the story. You know what I mean? Sure. I want that success for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Being weird, but I don't know. I just like it. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right. So now we are going to talk about the gates.
Okay.
Okay. The reason we're going to talk about the gates is because I was looking up that fucking Tower of the Hundred, right?
Yeah.
And I wrote that down in my notes as something to look up. Well, mm-hmm. I looked it up and I didn't really find anything much about the towers.
Okay.
They're just fucking towers, whatever.
Got it. They had cool names.
They did have cool names, but what really had cool names was the gates.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about the gates.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here we go. The Sheep Gate was so named. Guess why?
Because sheep went through it?
Yes. They were led through it to the temple. It was near the market where sheep were sold. And it was also close to the sheep pool where the temple sacrifices were washed.
Ah.
And up until a few years ago, this gate was still being used for this same purpose in Jerusalem today.
Oh, like literally
a
few years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Fish Gate was one of Jerusalem's main entrances, and it got its name because of the nearby fish market. And merchants used to bring fish from Tyre or the Sea of Galilee.
Huh.
So they would come in through the fish gate.
They're aptly named.
Yeah. Yeah. Some believe that the Old Gate was so named because it was the main entrance into the old city of Salem, Jerusalem,
okay.
on the north side. But we don't know. That name has been lost to history or whatever. Yeah. The Valley Gate was located in the western section of the wall and led to the lowly Tyropoean Valley.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Okay.
To the valley,
mm-hmm.
whose name I just butchered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the Valley Gate opened up over a valley.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Dung Gate.
The
Shit Gate.
The Shit Gate.
It was so named because it led to the Hinnom Valley south of Jerusalem where refuse was dropped. So not just poop.
So it literally was the Shit Gate.
Right. It was the Shit Gate, but it was also where they threw their trash and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah. Poop and trash. Poop and trash.
Yeah. One of the early landfills of, you know,
we've been destroying this planet from way back. Yep. So the Fountain Gate and the Water Gate come next, and they're kind of related to each other. Obviously, fountain, water, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
Okay. The Fountain Gate was it was northeast of the Dung Gate, and it was near the Pool of Siloam by the King's Garden,
mm-hmm.
and it led into the Kidron Valley. And it derived its name from the location where the Siloam Tunnel emerged from the ground with water from the Gihon Spring.
Okay.
Okay, so it was the Fountain Gate because that's where the water came up.
Yeah.
Now, the Water Gate was part of the Palace Temple Complex rather than in the wall.
Okay.
So it wasn't actually an entrance.
Got it.
Okay. And it was so named because it led to the city's main source of water, the Gihon Spring. And it apparently encompassed a large area because that is where the reading of the law took place. And it had to be large enough to accommodate all the people that had to gather.
Gotcha.
So this was a huge area.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Next came the Horse Gate. And it was on the east side of the temple overlooking the Kidron Valley. And it was the gate through which horses entered and exited the palace area.
I'm so shocked.
And the horse stables were probably near there too.
Got it.
You're making fun.
No, it's just, I mean, they're like, it's exactly what it was. Like, they didn't, there was no trying here. They're just like, yep, that's the Fish Gate. Yep, that's the Horse Gate.
Well,
you know.
Stop. I like it. I really like it.
Yeah.
The East Gate was directly east of the temple area.
No way. East of it.
Located below the present day Golden Gate.
Got it.
The people entered the temple through this gate on their way to worship the Lord and present their offerings and sacrifices to him.
Mm.
So they're coming in the East Gate like, that's where the sun rises, you know, and they're coming in the temple.
Right.
Along with the sun rising, you know?
Sure.
Like, that's kind of cool to think.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the muster or inspection gate. Muster, not mustard, like mustard and ketchup.
Right.
But, like, muster, think numbers. Sure. Like, they're gathering.
They've got to muster up counting. Enough, whatever.
Yeah. It was located in the northernmost section of the wall. And the elders sat at this gate judging and rendering decisions in matters brought before them.
Yeah.
But it's also where they would conduct, like, census counting and all that kind of stuff.
Got it.
So.
Okay.
All of these gates were, like, super important. They were used in various ways. The people would finalize business deals at the gates. And they would arrange marriages at the gates. And they would settle disputes in the presence of witnesses.
Okay.
And the king used gates to address his subjects.
Interesting.
So the gates were, like, not just exit and entrance.
Right, right.
And they were...
They were almost like stages on top of that or whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were gathering places, and they were places of business. They were
sure.
very important, and they were part of the outer wall of the temple.
Yep.
So they were very important.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad I looked those up, but I was very disappointed about finding not a lot on the towers.
I know those were great. I mean, I'm sure there at some point was something. I mean, those names are too good.
Tower of the Ovens?
Right?
What?
Yeah. I mean, based on the gates, it's probably just fucking ovens.
Okay. But what's the Tower of the 100? 100 steps or something?
I don't. Maybe.
Maybe. You know, right?
Could be that simple.
I don't know.
But they had some good names, though.
They did. If any of you happen to know what the tower names indicate,
yeah,
how they got those
reach
titles,
out to us, let us know.
Very interested.
For sure. All right. So that was our Q&A for today, right?
That was our Q&A for today, right?
All right. So tomorrow we are going to be back with a Patreon episode.
Yes.
And the weekly replay.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday we'll be back with
Nehemiah chapter 4.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.